When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm your host, Emma Gunn Wardner. And in this episode, I want to talk about giving back. If you are listening to this show the day that it comes out, it is being published in the run-up to Christmas 2019. And Christmas is a funny time of year, isn't it? There's sort of a mass panic to spend a lot, consume a lot, and be out a lot, and it's expensive. And it feels like you have to do it because it's Christmas. And I know my inbox, for example, is just inundated at the moment with special offers or flash sales, all these things encouraging me to buy before Christmas. And It's a very easy thing to get caught up in. Christmas is a lovely time of year. But I don't know, more than ever, I know that I feel like I want to sort of take a step back from that. And I know many of you have said the same, whether it's in the Facebook group, whether it's on email or DM. You've suggested that we want to talk a little bit more about how you can give back as opposed to constantly take. And this is something I want to explore in some detail in 2020 with special episodes of the podcast. But for one of these mini shows, I just thought I wanted to talk about it a little bit, touch on it just as a starting point, if you like. And here's the thing. Every charity I see, every cause that I read about, every great organization, every time I see one, I think I really want to help. How can I help? I want to contribute. Every cause is worthy and deserving and incredible. And sometimes that makes choosing one a little bit harder. If you're constantly thinking, I want to give back to all, then it's very, very hard to pick just one. And then with analysis comes paralysis. So in this episode, I want to talk about one cause in particular that's close to my heart, but also I think might be close to yours, that is a very easy cause to contribute to and actually make a really significant difference with. But also the other ways you can potentially help and contribute. And actually, some of them really surprised me. Clearly, I don't know it all, so please, let's have a wider discussion about this in more detail in the Facebook group. We have brilliant listeners, we have excellent listeners from all over the world, so it will vary depending on where you are listening to the show, what kind of access you have to volunteer programs and the like. So let's share that within the group, because we do have an international membership in there, and it would be great. I'm sure many of you would really like to learn about some of those links and some of those opportunities to actually give back. If you're listening to this podcast and perhaps you discovered me through beauty, you might be a beauty fan. And if that's the case, then Beauty Banks is a great cause. Their mission statement is, we believe that being clean is a basic human right, not a luxury and not a privilege. We exist to make hygiene poverty history while supporting those living in poverty in the UK, those who can't afford to be clean, with personal care and hygiene essentials. This is about dignity, self-confidence and mental well-being. This is also about change. We support those in need while lobbying the UK government as part of a beauty APPG to make change happen. Now, I'm going to share in the show notes the links to the eShow wish list, but there are, you can see, if you go into that wish list, you can see there are basic hygiene products they need to support. They need help with getting just to meet the demand. And there's things from toothbrushes to bars of soap, deodorant to body wash. And contributing to that wish list will make a real difference. And Beauty Banks, which has been set up by Sally Hughes and Joe Jones, who've been on this podcast before, is such a worthy, worthy cause. And if you take, as I do, using body wash in the shower in the morning and having deodorant, then it's a really brilliant, brilliant cause to just think, well, God, I want that for other people who perhaps have found themselves in a position where they don't have that. But then I also started to think about the other ways in which you can give back, whether it's time, whether it's money, because I don't know about you, but I see so many adverts saying for just £2 a month or for just a direct debit for however much. And it almost seems too easy. So I was looking at the other ways in which you can contribute. And again, I know that we have an international community on this show, but there are some ways that are kind of, it doesn't matter where you are, that you can really make a difference. When I started researching this, I was actually surprised at how high this ranked as one of the ways to make a really significant difference to your community. But it's recycling. Recycling and reusing is up there as one of the most significant ways to contribute. And it doesn't really require anything other than your time and a little bit of organisational know-how and maybe a couple of extra bins. But recycling and reusing is honestly, whenever you look into this, it's one of the top hits every single time that it makes such an important difference. Even a bag for life makes a difference. A bag for life being one of those bags that you know, the sturdy carrier bag that you reuse every time you go to the supermarket. So recycle. I'm sure most of us already are, but familiarize yourself with what can and can't be recycled. Just make sure that you're doing it right. I had to do that when I was doing 26 Habits. I went onto my local council's website, realized that actually there were some things I wasn't recycling that I should be. And also there were some things that I assumed I could recycle that I couldn't. And I refreshed my memory on that. I refreshed my skills on that. And now I feel as though I'm recycling appropriately. But I do sometimes go and have a double check on those. So just check that you know what can and can't be recycled, because actually it's not as straightforward as it looks. And yeah, recycle the heck out of your waste. That's all I can say.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Another one, and this is so huge, another hugely significant way to give back to your community, and again, costs nothing but time, is giving blood donation. So if you can find somewhere locally where you can give blood regularly, not too regularly, obviously, but within the recommended guidelines, then blood donation is one of the biggest ways that you can contribute to your community and society as a whole. Another one, now this will depend on whether you have your own land, but I thought this was really interesting. If you don't have your own land, then you will obviously have to speak to a local authority or a council or whoever's in charge of the green spaces near you. But tree planting, and this is very interesting. The average tree absorbs 1 metric ton of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere during its life. So it does the world good. Also worth noting, the average human contributes about 9.5 metric tons of carbon dioxide during a lifetime. Plant 10 trees during your lifetime, and you and Mother Nature could be even Stevens. Obviously, that's some very rough maths that I've done, and that's not how it works. But I'm just saying, I've never really thought about planting a tree, but now I am. And I was being flippant, but I'm definitely going to look into ways of how can I plant a tree in my postcode, in my local area. I'm sure there must be a way. I'm going to get in touch with the council. And when I do, I will send you a picture of my sapling. The other most significant thing you can do, and again, this isn't a direct debit, this is just what you can do in the here and now, is pick up litter. See some litter, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck. Follow David Sedaris if you want any more inspiration for a litter collection. He did a brilliant BBC radio show where he actually took, was it Mariella Frostrup? It was Claire Balding, I think. And they went picking up litter together, and it was great. And he talked about the fact that there were lots of those little sachets of ketchup type things that were strewn everywhere, and the little pots of sauce that you get at certain fast food restaurants that he was picking up But I live near a big park, and on my long walks on a Sunday, I take gardening gloves and a refuse bag. And if I see litter, I pick it up and I throw it away and recycle it if it is recyclable. I love my park, so I see it as being the least I can do, because it's such a beautiful place and I want to keep it beautiful. And that's not someone else's responsibility. I can contribute to that too. So I go and pick up litter on my walks. And then another one, again, you'll have to make inquiries about this, but there are so many different ways to contribute to your time and expertise to your community. And volunteering is a huge way of giving back. In the UK, if you go to www.gov.uk, you can find links to all the different ways you can volunteer. And these include opportunities for all ages, whether it's to give back, gain experience, or build a wider social network. So I'll make sure that I put those links in the show notes. But what I'd be really interested to hear about from you in the Facebook group, and the link to join that Facebook group is also in the show notes, which can be found wherever you are streaming and downloading this episode, is if you've given back in a way that might not seem so obvious. It's not just about a direct debit or just giving money here, there and everywhere. Who have you given your time? Have you volunteered? Have you shared your expertise? How have you done it? What advice would you give to other people who want to do something but aren't quite sure where to begin? Please may we have that discussion in the Facebook group. I think it's such a lovely time of year to think about this, so that we can start 2020 on a really positive footing of, right, in 2020, I'm going to do these things to make the world a slightly better place. I hope that you found that really useful. I didn't know the thing about recycling and tree planting, and I definitely will make sure that I book an appointment to donate blood very, very soon in order to contribute, because I hadn't really thought about that in the wider scheme of things as being such an important part of giving back. As always, I will put the link to everything that has been mentioned in the show notes, but I would really like to continue this discussion in the Facebook group, so please do join that group. If you want to email me, you can email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Guns. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And I can't wait to hear from you about the different ways that you would recommend giving your time, expertise, and whatever else it may be to give back a little bit. Thank you so much. I will see you on the next one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.